welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years, Lins, is with me yet again.
Snitch, mate, it's great to be here. We have a smashing podcast for you today.
We're going
to
be talking about boats.
Many boats.
Also poetry.
Poetry, slam it down.
We'll touch on that. And also boobs.
Boobs.
Which is my favourite topic of all time. So we're going to dedicate at least half a podcast to that part.
Like every week.
Like every week.
Sometimes it just turns into some chauvinistic male kind of...
It's just boobs.
Well, it's the boob podcast.
And welcome to the boobcast. We will be your hosts, Snitch and Lins.
We will
stick
be
around.
Casting a boob in your direction soon.
Enjoy.
Now, Snitch, mate, I've been reading a book called Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
Yeah. Good read.
It's a great read, Michael, and I highly advise that you read it.
Yeah, I will now that you've shown that I haven't.
And I was reading it, and I came across this really interesting fact about when ships are out on the ocean in the international waters, that there's actually this maritime law that exists.
Oh, yeah, I know maritime law.
Yeah. And her ship actually starts going down, so everyone has to hop in the lifeboats.
Really?
Yeah. It was her honeymoon, apparently.
For real?
Yeah.
This happened to Tina Fey?
This happened to Tina Fey in the Bahamas somewhere.
Wow, there you go.
It was crazy. And
I actually should read the book.
It's really dramatic. And apparently, whenever people hop into these lifeboats, there's also a crew member aboard.
Of course, you need one.
Yeah, just to keep control, to make sure everything's, you know, everyone's like calm their farms. Apparently, that crew member carries a gun.
A gun.
And this is not to shoot sharks or like killer seals. It's to shoot people on that lifeboat.
Okay. So we're playing Russian roulette on the boat.
Yeah. Not in terms that we need food and we need to kill someone to eat them.
You've got to pass the time.
It's as if someone goes crazy on that boat and they threaten the other passengers or they have to shoot them and just set their body adrift.
Now that's fascinating because that actually reminds me of that time that we were on that cruise, Lins, man.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when it went, like, because, you know, the cruise liner went down and everyone died except for you and me. And that's why it didn't make the news. That's why no one heard about it.
Yeah, it was just you and me.
But we were adrift for like 2 weeks as well, weren't we?
Yeah. It was crazy. Do you remember we had to eat our own shoes?
Yeah. They weren't very tasty.
No,
at all.
Yours tasted like salami. Man.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, man. You got any more Cheetos left?
No, I don't have any left.
We've been out here for so long. These 2 days are killing me.
No, Lindsay, it's only been one day.
One day.
Well, technically, it's only been like
a few hours.
4 hours. We probably should have. Do you feel bad that we didn't pick anybody up in our boat?
That ship went down with 2,000 souls.
Well, it could have been 2002, right?
It could have been.
Oh, you remember that when we did the Titanic thing on the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We hit on the back of the boat.
Yeah, and then when we actually hit the iceberg, we were like, ironic!
Lols.
That was pretty funny till, like, you know, the 2,000 people die.
Yeah.
Then.
Do you reckon we'll get a movie? If, you know, this ship sunk? The two survivors had to eat each other to stay alive.
Well, what?
What'd you say? Nothing.
What'd you say?
Hey, have you seen that movie Alive?
No, I haven't seen that movie. What did you say before that, though?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, people eating each other to stay alive.
Why would you say that?
Well, Michael,
don't look at my feet like that.
Well, you're not going to walk anymore. We're in a freaking boat.
But, Lindsay, you've seen my feet. You've seen how disgusting they are. You don't want to start there anyway, okay?
Well, where do I want to start?
You can have a finger or something if you really want.
I like how I get first preference of where we're going to eat. We're going to eat you first.
I just assumed that's how it was going to be.
Yeah, Lindsay's hungry.
You've always been the alpha male out of the two of us.
I need to feast. There's no resistance.
I mean, you're always the hungry one, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can waste away. I'll be fine. Because you'll be halfway through me and I'll still outlive you.
Yeah, probably.
Like a cockroach. Really shouldn't be laughing that much. We're using a lot of energy.
Yeah. And like a lot of people did die. We should be pretty sad about that. And the fact that we didn't save anyone.
Nah, you know what? F*** him.
Oh, whoa. Okay. What about Larry? He was a great guy. He was right on that
Larry was
limbo stick.
Nah, he was a d**hole to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was trying to hook up with this girl on board.
And Larry blocked you.
No. Oh, I thought you meant Larry was a girl. No, Larry's not a girl. He's a guy.
Yeah, I know he's a guy.
What?
Larry.
I'm sorry, I'm delirious. There's a lot of sunlight out here. Have you been drinking the seawater? It's pretty tasty.
Yeah?
Yeah. Give it a go.
I don't think you're meant to drink
Seawater, saltwater.
Well, you can't even say it. You've been drinking too much, yeah? Well, okay. Taxi.
Got Jim Beam over here.
Taxi. I mean, water taxi.
Good boy.
Wait, did you say you had Jim Beam?
Oh, no. You keep drinking salt water. Oh, man, Michael, look outside. There's all bodies everywhere.
Wait, are we still floating near the boat?
Well, you know,
I was under the impression we'd floated a fair bit away from it.
Well, some bodies have, you know, attached themselves to the boat somehow.
Are they people? Wait, did you tie them on?
No.
Did you tie them on?
Well,
did you pack us a little lunch, did you?
Yeah, a little. I thought we'd eat them later, you know.
Lindsay.
Well,
come here.
Yeah.
Give us a hug. Don't eat me. Don't.
Okay. I won't eat you. I'll eat the dead bodies.
Okay.
Hey, Michael, what's that over there? Oh no. It's a big fin.
Oh,
we shouldn't have touched these bodies. Oh. It's a shark.
Altlands, that was a stupid idea. Why would you do that?
Matt, Michael, it's coming closer to the boat.
Nah, don't worry about it. That's fine.
Are you sure?
Nah, it's a big tuna.
It's not. Oh, my God! A shark is attacking us, Stitch!
Nah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Stitch! It's right there. It's eating the bodies! It's going to eat us next!
Oh, is that what a shark looks like?
That's what a shark looks like. It has no bones. It's all cartilage.
Nah, look, man. You know what they say? Sharks are puppies of the sea. If you pat it on the head, and then they're like, they'll tow you around like dolphins.
No, Michael,
I'm going to do it. Trust me.
Stitch! Stitch! Stitch, are you okay?
I'm just kidding. He didn't get me. Look. Oh, hello, Sharky. See, I told you. All you need to do is pet him. Oh,
don't bring him over
cutie,
here.
Aren't
don't
you?
Bring him over
you're
here.
A kid. You want to give Lindsay a kiss?
No.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No.
Oh, okay. He has actually eaten your arm there.
Yeah. Well, there's my arm gone. Thanks, Snitch. Well, bringing a shark on board. Now I'm going to die. It's been good.
No, this is my plan all along, really.
Oh, what? Oh. So I was going to bleed out and you're going to eat me?
Yeah, see, I tied the bodies to the boat. The shark came along. I knew I could tame it because I've got expert shark taming abilities because I'm awesome.
This is the one.
And he was going to bite you. And now, look, you're going to die.
This is one big twist. Did you sink the boat as well?
Yeah.
Did you steer it to the last boat?
I did
this
do that.
This is just one big plot to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
You just wanted to eat me. You're like a psychopath.
Your face right now. Your face. I got you.
You got me.
I got you.
You
good.
Got me.
I got you so good,
I don't
man.
Know what to do now.
Well, it's die, it's mostly.
Yeah, I'm going to die.
What's he going to do?
I'm going to die. You're going to eat my face. Yeah.
Yes. You know what I'm going to start with, though?
What?
Cheeks.
Oh, cheeks. Yeah.
See?
You've always liked my cheeks.
Don't stop talking about them.
Yep, my ass cheeks.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I'm going to eat your ass cheeks.
Snitch, man, I was busting. I was about to pop.
This is a way to start a story, isn't it? Get right out of the suspense of it. I'm about to burst.
I'm about to explode. I'm about to wet my pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's dire. The situation is dire because I've only got a small bladder and it just has to...
It has to release.
It has to. When it's time to release, it's all systems are a go.
A go.
Just where is the closest toilet?
Okay, right.
Okay. I was at my friend's apartment. He didn't have his keys. I was like, you don't have your keys? What do you mean you don't have your keys?
I don't like where this is heading.
I need to use your bathroom right now. Right now. Like, it's critical mass. He said, go down to the train station. They're usually open. Okay. I said, they aren't. But he said...
Did he say the toilet's the train or just the train station?
The toilet.
Okay,
toilet, right. Train station, sorry. I went down there. They weren't open. I knew they wouldn't be. I knew he just lied to get me away from them. You dirty. And it was... It was getting critical.
Okay.
I panicked for a little bit. I'm like, do I do the public urination? Because
you're not a great public urinator, are you? You're not an advocate for it.
Well, I'm totally an advocate for it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I at my place, I probably, you know, do it everywhere.
I public urinate everywhere.
I was just like, there's no shame.
Well, if it's at your place, it's private.
Well, you know, there's neighbors watching.
Look, I don't get me wrong. I'll have a whiz out the backyard.
Yeah.
But I don't do it in a public place.
That's the weird thing. Like, when I was a kid, peeing on a tree was fine in my backyard because the neighbors could see. But now that I'm an adult and I do it, it just doesn't feel the same.
Are you doing it at the exact same place that you're doing?
Yeah, and my neighbors can just see from there. I have a pee tree.
Oh, what?
Doesn't everyone have a pee tree?
Now haven't we just
where there's a critical situation and you're down the back and you need to pee, everyone can see, but you just need to go.
This is the Pandora's box of Lindsay's life now, isn't it? Lindsay has a pee tree down the back.
Okay, now this is where the story kind of takes a bit of a twist.
Mm.
I run into a cafe. They're just closing. And I'm just like, I need to use your bathroom. It's desperate.
Right on.
The guy is a champ. Oh, he gives me the keys, opens the fly door, gives me some directions. You go through a fly door, turn right, unlock it.
It's always like a 5K trek to it, isn't it?
And you could see in the moment in his eyes, he's just like, do I say you have to buy something or not? And he said no. He said you can use it for free. Or didn't even say that. He just gave me the key. Just go. Went to the bathroom. A-OK. Just nice and clean.
Was it a photo finish?
Didn't miss. Which is important.
Right, well, that's... Yeah, you don't want to do that in the cafe where you haven't bought it.
Do you want to piss everywhere?
You won't believe the other day this guy came in.
Oh, man. Looks big like mistake, a good guy. Buddy. Big mistake.
Looks like just a good guy, just out in his... out of his way and just couldn't... Didn't have a dunny to go to. Just, you know, gave him the key and wouldn't you know it? Just went in there and he bloody, it's like a frigging waterfall. It's just gone
everywhere.
It's just like it used to be white in there, now all the walls are yellow.
Yeah,
it's just
pissed.
You say what is there's I don't wanna name names here, but I think his name was Gerald.
Now, I've come out.
There's more to the story.
No, and this is the question. This is the question. Okay. This has been funny, but this is where it gets serious.
Oh, right.
I've gone, well, I haven't bought anything. Mm-hmm. This is a cafe, and I've been in dire straits, need of a bathroom. He's helped me out for free.
Yeah.
I feel like I should leave a tip.
Oh, we don't do tips in this country.
Yeah,
though.
But like this situation was pretty, I could have come here with wet pants.
Okay, that's how bad you're it saying was. That this guy, he really saved your skin.
He saved me. How much should I tip him?
Oh, I don't know, give him $5.
$5? Oh man, lucky I gave him $1.20.
$1.20? You better I'm assuming that's what you just had in your wallet, right?
I just kind of reached in and just threw it at his face.
Threw it at his face, yeah.
With my unwashed hands.
I mean, if you're gonna tip someone, at least tip them something that's worth it. Give him a $2 is the bare minimum I would have given him.
No, because when you put it in the glass, it goes ching ching ching. There's many coins, and they go, oh, there's many coins.
No, when they go, oh, it's many coins, they're like, oh, well, it's probably 10 cents and a 20 cents. If they hear a good, they know it's a $2.
They know.
Or they hear a bit of a.
I don't know.
They know you're stealing from it.
Now, Snitch, we've talked previously about when guys pick up a big, long object, like a metal pole or a big stick.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, they think it's a big gun. And they start shooting up the place. They turn to their mate and go, hey, Barry. You got me.
Yeah, and that's where I corrected you and said, no, Lindsay. They pick it up and they pretend that it's a big.
Yeah. Well, some guys do that too.
Yeah, and I think that's the funnier of the two.
And then swing it around like, woo.
Look at me, I'm John Holmes.
Look how big mine is. Look at the big stick.
Look, I'm doing a gonzo. Rock and roll.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. You wish it was that big.
That ain't no gonzo. That's a beaker, if it's anything.
Someone's compensating. But, Michael, I've come across that guys do another thing when they pick up another object. It's the walkie-talkie.
Oh.
When guys pick up a walkie-talkie who don't typically use a walkie-talkie, the power is too much for them. Mm. They don't know how to handle it.
That's true. A walkie-talkie is a powerful object for a dude.
It really is.
Because every manly man in every movie ever has spoken on a walkie-talkie at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You think about Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
In any of his movies, he's spoken on a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Archer,
yeah.
Constantly on a walkie-talkie. James Bond.
Yeah.
Little less, but you know,
probably not so much. Yeah. But you know, like ice road truckers, they're talking.
Oh, manliest men ever.
Oh man, look at them go! And I'm sure Robocop had a walkie-talkie attached to him somewhere.
Yeah, built in.
You know, they didn't have mobile phones. He had a walkie-talkie back in the day. But the problem is, guys who get walkie-talkies who generally aren't used to them say stupid stuff on them. Like,
well, is it stupid or is it funny? Because
it's funny to them, but it's not funny to anyone else.
Okay, well, say. The reason you're saying this, and I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's because you've had a walkie-talkie for ages, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had one for ages. And suddenly someone's hopped on the airwaves. I always have it cranked on.
Yeah.
And someone's discovered one the other day and hopped on the airwaves and gone,
this is Fart Kids McGee calling anyone out there. just say hello. I farted.
And it goes on like this for another 15 minutes.
All right,
it's
okay.
It's really annoying. It's clogging up the airways. Like,
well, there's so much going on in your walking talker system, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, I've got one under my pillow in my bed, and I'm going,
hey, Linsman.
Yeah.
Hey, Linsman, what are you doing?
I'm off on
Mum made me go to bed, but I can talk to you.
You know, we'll know I've never seen before.
Shut up, we're going to fart into it.
Okay, fart. Fart, I want to hear it.
Nah, I'm kidding, I didn't really do it.
Oh, that was just my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, good call.
So you think that you're the...
The walkie-talkie. It's like the internet, but on walkie-talkies. Like, it's just filled with all this noise. So I've come up with a guide for guys specifically, walkie-talkie etiquette. How to use a walkie-talkie appropriately.
1. Only use fart noises when appropriate.
Oh, Linsman.
Yeah?
I had a really big taco dinner last night.
Oh, yeah? How big?
Really big. Like, this big.
Seriously.
Crack.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Comedy gold.
Oh, no.
Comedy gold.
I love being a trucker.
Secondly, always be sure to have a profile to protect your identity.
This is Massive Pornkin. Come in, Catholic Priest 101. This is Catholic Priest. Yep, I've got your shipment. Wink, wink. Of... what exactly?
I've got your stuff.
Oh, so you've got the flour.
Yeah, the flour.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I picked up some flour and some milk on the way home. Just letting you know I got it.
It's weird that we talk on CB radios, isn't it?
It's a bit weird, but it's kind of
day and age.
Well, it's cheaper than, you know, calling you.
Do priests have phones?
Always be sure to have something relevant to say. Otherwise, your conversations could end up like this.
Hey, man, what'd you do today?
Just kind of wandered around aimlessly.
Oh, cool.
Just kind of wondering what I'm doing with my life. You know, talking to people on CB radios. Really. Nobody else on here but you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's like having the internet to ourselves.
Yeah, but... the internet's got information on it. You're just don't really know anything but stuff about tomatoes, and that's about it.
Well, I'm like a tomato website. Imagine if you could go to a tomato website all the time.
I wouldn't go there, though.
What, why not?
Because tomatoes are boring.
Well, what kind of website are you?
I don't know. I'm better than tomato website. I know I'm pretty good at capsicums.
Yeah, you can be a capsicum website.
Sorry, I'm just on the can.
Me too.
Last but not least, don't mess with the emergency services.
Mayday, mayday, I'm going down!
Yes, this is Australian Coast Guard. Where, what is your location?
Nah, I'm just going down to my girlfriend, mate.
Ah! Ah! It's weird that we can do that, because it's really only a one-way service, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Over.
Snitch, mate, I was at a dancing concert on the weekend, and it was bad.
Before we had any kind of mystery about how it was going to go, just that it was shocking.
It was not enjoyable whatsoever. Just to let you know, really bad. Don't go. Don't go. If your girlfriend turns to you and goes, I want to do dancing, and you have to sit through it, no.
No?
It's bad. Okay. It's really bad. Basically, my mum is part of a dancing school, and every year, everyone from that dancing school, like jazz, tap, different ages, all that kind of stuff, do this massive dancing concert,
right.
And every one of their families have to go to watch it and videotape it and all this other stuff.
Ugh.
It's that.
Right.
And the problem is, it goes on for like about 2.5 hours.
That's
it
has a long dance
intermission
concert.
And everything. Just, oh man, let us go home. Basically, after this 2.5 hours of dancing, and the crowd can't really relate to it. Like, yes, my mum's up there for one dance, but everything else is just, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Like, what am I doing with my life?
My life is short and I'm wasting it here. Yeah.
And funnily enough, that night as well,
yep.
I had wondered if you wanted to come out in the town.
Yeah.
And you had a message back, sorry, dude.
It was
at a dance concert.
It was your birthday.
Yep.
So
it was my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Birthday drinks. I've missed your birthday party because of that concert years ago.
Yeah.
And it scars me every time. Every year I'm like torn between my mum and you. Yeah. So it's tough. It's really tough.
We're really like the Montagues and Capulets, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you are. The problem is this time after 2.5 hours, there's always like an hour presentation afterwards where they give out awards, best improved for every class. And mind you, there's 20 to 25 classes.
Wow, that's a lot of kids, huh?
There's a lot of kids. And the problem is the presenters up there don't really make any kind of connection with the crowd. They all talk about the dressmakers, the people behind the scenes, and everyone up on the stage. the crowd, the general tone and feeling of the crowd is, let's just get out of here.
Yeah, let's leave.
Come on. We've sat through this. Please don't drag us through this, okay? That's the crowd's feeling. No relation there. The crowd is just, the crowd couldn't have been there. It wouldn't make any difference. This is what happens. Whilst they're doing the presentation, a presenter gets up there and says, I have written a poem for one of the dancing instructors. You could hear the crowd moan. Whole crowd, not just me, but everyone just went, oh, every guy, every kid, everyone just went,
Wasn't just the guys then. It was like, that's just a universal thing then.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So a lot of the times the guys will be like, someone will go up there and say something sweet and the girls will be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the guys will be like,
Yeah.
But this time they were just all like,
everyone, come on.
A poem.
Yeah, a poem.
Let's just say it was good, Linz.
Oh, it was a fairly good poem.
Oh, it was a good poem.
It was a good poem.
So you enjoyed it.
I did, but it was not the time and place. It was the wrong context.
I would find it hard to find a time and place for poetry, to be honest, in this day and age.
Yeah, where's poetry fit in these days and age? Like Shakespeare, it was the hit thing to do. Yep. It was like swag. It was like it was really valued.
Shakespeare's not technically poetry though, is it?
Well, it rhymes.
Yeah, it's not poetry. It's not like Keats or, you know, that other guy that I learned about in high school.
The man from Snowy River. He's poetry, isn't
he? Banjo Patterson.
Banjo Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
So, he had his day. Yeah. And that was good, but let's move on, guys.
Who's the other guy? It's Keats and the other guy.
Buckingham?
No, not Buckingham. I didn't say just reach out and grab an English word. try and make it sound like a poet.
Every Englishman is a poet deep down.
And that's why you're a Welshman.
Exactly.
Hey guys, you might not know this, but we are an interactive podcast. So during this segment, we're going to be talking about a photo. If you look at your iPhone during the time that we're talking about the photo, it's actually going to be on your screen as well underneath the podcast app.
Snitch Man, you've got so many segments of your own on the podcast. You've got Snitch's gaming segment. You've got...
Hey, Gaming Corner. Thank you very much.
Okay, whatever.
Look, it's one of our best segments, so don't get the name wrong.
Yeah. Well, you're a fake. You're a fake. You got Snitch's $2 shit.
$2 shop shit, Lindsay. Get them all wrong.
Because they're all so crap. That's why. They're terrible segments.
Okay, well, $2 shop shit was meant to be crap. That was the whole point of that segment.
Well, it only lasted one time. Yeah, it was one podcast.
It was not my best. But Snitch's Gaming Corner, it is flying up the charts.
It's slightly popular.
Yes.
So that's why I've come out and made my own segments.
Okay, all right.
It's called... Changes. Basically, this segment is all about changing the world for good, Michael.
You want to make some changes?
I want to make some changes in the world to make the world a better place. Not like your selfish kind of your seeking fame segments.
Seeking fame. Yeah, that's my opinion segments, really. Yeah. I just want to be on talkback radio,
that's
really.
That's all you really want.
Yeah.
I'm all about the people and bringing about a better world.
How charitable of you.
Yes, and that's why we have the segment.
Okay, right.
So I got caught up in my own great segment there.
Lindsay's ego started coming out his mouth.
I was like, well, I don't know how to contain this.
I'm wondering what these changes are going to be.
Well, Michael, this is the first change we're going to make. Facebook has got to change in a slight little way.
Okay.
Basically, they have this program on Facebook that identifies where body parts might be exposed, such as a breast or... a guy's downstairs.
A willy, yeah.
Yeah, a willy.
It's the willy wanderer.
It spots this and goes, red alert, remove that from Facebook. Great program, but I feel it needs to go because this lady was on Facebook and she was in the bathtub and she had her elbows hanging out, okay?
Of the bathtub.
And
was she nude?
She was nude.
Well, there
but
you go.
Nothing was exposed.
Well, now you've changed my mind.
See?
Okay.
So it's an innocent picture. It's a little bit naughty, but it's not bad.
Yeah. There's nothing showing, right?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I have nothing wrong with that. Did Facebook block it?
Yes, Facebook did block it.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Michael, Facebook got confused between this lady's elbow and her breasts.
Well, Facebook, for one thing.
Come on, Facebook.
You're not going to win any friends going around thinking that elbows are breasts, all right? We've all made that mistake before.
But we learnt the first time.
We learned from our mistakes, and maybe it's time to make a change for that. But I actually haven't seen the photo. You've got it there.
I've got the photo here. Now, it's like that picture that you see in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, whatever, that book, that picture of the old hag and the beautiful woman in the same picture.
All right, so it's an optical illusion.
It's optical illusion. But if you see the elbows, you see the elbows. If you see the breasts, you see
so
pretty big breasts.
Is this going to be like some kind of test of my my morals of
what
I
see?
What
do you
see? What do I see first?
This is like Indiana Jones. Like
what do I see first?
Okay,
oh, yeah, I'm seeing the tits. Yeah. Oh, they're some big ones too, aren't they?
They are.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Now.
Okay, well, look.
It is a double thing. You can see both, can't you? You can really see both in that picture.
I honestly can't see the elbow.
But I won't change.
Now, I'm very excited. We have a brand new segment on the Snitch and Lins podcast.
We do?
For this specific segment.
Yes. Yes. Use your words. We have
a special guest in the studio. Welcome, Brendan.
Hello, lads.
How are you?
Welcome.
I'm well. Hello, Lindsay. I think we met.
We met once, I think, and we got a photo together.
At the sex party.
That's right.
That's the sex party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was observing, so
my
girlfriend.
You're a watcher.
Yeah, I was a watcher.
He's a watcher. We're off to a good start, guys.
Just for my girlfriend's sake.
I don't know if you noticed me without several bodies on me. But
you look so different.
Yeah, that guy.
Without the mask. I think that's what it is.
Masquerade.
Yes.
Big fan of the opera fan.
Yes, I bet you are. Speaking of music... You're also in a band as well.
Yep. I am.
Called Ghosts of York.
Yeah, you only know that because I gave you my CD.
Oh, no, I knew that well before then. I did some research on you.
I pushed it on, dear.
Yeah. Now, we brought you in here for a specific reason. As I mentioned before, a segment.
Yeah.
And it's something that I haven't got much experience in, neither does Lindsay.
Yeah.
But old Brendan here, he's got a bit of experience in it. And the segment is called...
With Blendon.
Now.
Nice rhyme there.
Thank you.
Good.
Very good.
I pride myself on my rhyming and segment intros, as you know.
You shouldn't.
No, I'm not great at it. But we brought a musician in who is good at rhyming and, number two, being on Blender. Can you explain to us what Blender is? Because people might not know.
I'm a very lonely man.
We all are deep down inside.
I'd like to preface my Blender story by saying that I'm very lonely, okay?
Right.
I should be able to get women. You know the snitch. You can see me.
That is true. Yeah, you're not too hard on the eyes, I suppose.
Facially, very pleasing.
Good-looking guy, good smile, good eyes, good hair.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got everything.
Jawline.
Bit weird.
Could use some work.
I don't have a prominent jawline, this is true, and I have been working...
I only say that from experience.
With several doctors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've got a chin strap to highlight your jawline,
exactly.
Which is non-existent.
Can I maybe suggest one?
just putting it out there.
Yeah. There's not enough room at work for two chin straps.
That is true.
That's very true. Now, a very lonely man, I thought I'd invest in Blender. And when I say invest, I mean download for free from the iTunes App Store. Now, Blender is Grindr's cousin, okay?
Yep.
Now, Grindr is very popular amongst the gay community.
Yeah. Okay.
It's chiefly for hookups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chiefly.
And so it's an app where you can hook up with other gay men.
Yeah. So Grindr took off. Mm-hmm. Straight people went... Oh,
need a piece of that action.
Yeah. Missing out here.
Not specifically that action, but, you know, something similar.
They're getting some all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. We need to get on this, okay?
Yeah.
And we've ruined it. We've ruined it with Blender. It's just awful.
How is it awful? Take us into the world.
Well, it's the same interface as Grindr.
Okay,
the same interface. Now, what you got is you've got your profile, which is just very short, very succinct. So I'm Brendan. I'm 22. I work. I've got money, ladies.
Yeah. Nice.
No,
I can buy a drink.
Yeah,
right off the top. Get to the important points.
And it just said, I can buy one drink.
Yeah.
Get one drink. So there's this thing, probably the main feature is encounters, okay?
Okay.
Mm. And it makes you feel very rude.
Why is that?
For lack of a better term. Here we go. Look, I'm showing you now, okay?
Ooh.
So this young girl's popped up, and down the bottom here it says yes, maybe, no, okay? And you get to choose. Okay, so you can see her, and ready on the count of three, we'll all say what we're thinking. Okay. One, two, three,
maybe.
No.
Oh, wow. Looks like someone's standards are quite high.
Yes. Very high standards. Too high for Blender. And if you've got high standards, wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
No, it's not a good idea.
Because you get some ugly-looking people showing up. And I feel bad saying that.
Yeah, but because you're a good-looking guy.
Oh, thanks very much.
So you don't want to mingle with the peasants.
Too much of that, maybe.
We like to be supportive around here.
A couple too many compliments from Lindsay's side of the table. Like,
I'm a big fan.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, yeah, so you might need to get Grindr. I'll get it too.
Okay, so this girl's popped up, and it just keeps going. So 1, 2, 3.
No.
Maybe.
She's actually no.
No, the photo's on the train.
It's a bit
you know,
far yeah. away too, like from my eyeline.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I'm close to it, and that's a big old no.
Okay, right, there we go.
But this keeps going on, and what happens is, okay, so say you say it, you press yes, okay. Well, I'm not going to press yes on that, but say I did press yes on that girl. She wouldn't get a notification, but it would come up in matches, okay, and it would say that one person likes you,
okay,
and you go. Sick as. Yeah. So I once had 4 at once. Okay.
Oh, look out. Brendan.
So I come in, I got 4 matches. I go, this is fantastic. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Click on it. You got to pay.
Ooh. Oh, that's where they get you.
That's where they get you to pay.
Yep.
Find out who it is. Unless, and I figured this out the other day.
Yeah.
You're scrolling through. I saw someone that wasn't very homely.
Oh.
A young woman that was actually quite attractive.
Okay.
And I pressed yes. Pop up on the screen. You've got a match.
Oh. She said yes to you before.
Yeah. And then when you press yes, you're matched.
Oh, and then you don't have to pay.
Then you don't have to pay. So that's how you get around it.
Oh, so basically, if you don't want to pay, be good looking enough for people to say yes.
So okay, if you just say yes to all of them, eventually you'll find that person, won't you?
Basically.
That's Lindsay's idea.
Basically.
Just fishing big nets.
So if you just go in there and just keep hitting yes. Just
it really just works on mutual attraction.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not a bad idea,
well,
actually.
She was very good looking, and apparently she thinks I'm very good looking, and that's not, you know, anything.
I'm not saying anything. I've said enough.
So I started talking to her. I don't remember her name. I probably can't say it on this, but. Yeah, let's call her Kate.
Okay, Kate.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Kate. What's up? How are you? Nothing.
Nothing
back. Nothing back.
You have a mutual attraction.
Very much.
Yeah, that apparently. Has been placed upon you by one of the best apps in the world, Blender.
Arguable.
You can't argue with that. Oh, I mean, you can, but...
Very much so, as it's not the best app in the world.
No.
It's so letting me down.
She's fallen silent. What happens? Do you get back to her again? Do you have another go?
No.
Oh. Well, give it one more go. No,
give it another go. Give it another go now.
Do it now.
Give it. Okay.
Go on, give it a go. All right. We want to see this.
Okay, we're going to have some thinking time.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, there we go.
All right, cool. Well, we'll find out by the end of...
There we go.
What's going on?
That's hot.
What? I'm just
what you wearing? Did you write that?
I said, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Crack-a-lackin'.
Also, what are you wearing?
Crack-a-lackin'? Is that...
Snitch, don't be.
I shouldn't be such a downer.
Sent it.
Oh, there we go. All right. Now we play the wedding game.
Yes. Well, look, we're going to have to move on to another segment now because we're a fairly short podcast. But what we want you to do is if she messages you back, we want you to call the studio.
All right.
And then we're going to get you on here.
Hmm.
And then we'll fire what she says.
Yeah. Okay, let's all make predictions about what she says and doing like. Impersonation. Snitch, what's your impersonation of her getting back to you?
Hey, Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
Like your hair.
What's left of it?
You look like you're in a band. Are you a musician? What do you say back to that, huh?
Well, I'd say that's pretty friggin' obvious as
smooth words. Oh,
God, you've got this one in the bag, don't you?
First of all, my hair's very good. And second of all, there's a profile picture of me playing the bass guitar.
In a band.
Okay.
In a band.
Looks like you're in a band. Yeah.
Are you a
looks
musician?
Looks like you're an idiot.
Wow. So you're just reeling them in?
Yeah.
Smacking them in the head, throwing back in the ocean.
How have I been single for 5 years?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm starting to see something there. You should get onto Grindr, maybe.
Lindsay's definitely downloading.
Yeah, like so I'm downloading it right now.
Man, this has been fantastic. And this is only one of many segments of...
It's Blender with Blendon.
Unless she doesn't call.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well.
In which case, you'll never hear from me again.
No.
Don't worry. We'll set up fake accounts and message you. And then we'll read them on.
Yeah, okay. Fake accounts.
Fake accounts.
Sure. Yeah, they're fake.
They're fake.
Especially on my Grindr ones. All fake. Don't worry about it. It's that time of the show again, Lindsay.
That's right. It's time for a little bit of meditation. Because we're a little bit worked up. We need to relax.
Got a real sore shoulder.
You've been complaining about it all night.
I know.
Just like,
that's why I was like, we should do meditation first.
You said I could go to get a massage or I could do meditation.
Yeah.
And I recommended meditation.
And I hopefully you led me the right way and not astray.
I always do that, Michael.
Thank you. How early is it too early to put up Christmas decoration?
It's never too early, Michael. According to Coles, it's never too early.
This is good because I didn't take mine down from last year.
Good, good stuff. Keeping up the Australian tradition. When a man meets another man.
Yep.
Intrigued, are you?
I don't think intrigued's the word. Worried's probably the word.
How do they become friends? Like, you know.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah. Hey, Lens.
Yeah.
So you're a teacher now.
I am a teacher.
How's it feel to be shaping young minds?
Michael, it's a good feeling, but I don't know if I'm shaping them in the right direction.
Yeah, that was my worry too.
Michael, have you noticed you've been doing the Batman voice in meditation just now?
Swear to me. Where's Rachel?
I'm kind of doing it weird now.
You are a little bit.
So, Lens.
Yeah.
I'm now 25.
Yeah. Quarter of a century.
Yeah. It was that was just a test to see if you said quarter of a century after I said 25.
Yeah. And I passed the test.
You failed.
Oh, okay.
The test was, I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
That's a pretty unfair test. Michael, what is the cheapest present I can buy for my best friend so he won't get angry?
I don't know. I really don't know what Lucas wants.
Good old Lucas. Oh, well, what do you want, by the way?
Nothing big.
I'll get you some sausages or something.
I actually would like some sausages. I genuinely would enjoy some good snags. Hey, Lens.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you've got steaks, right, from your cows?
Yeah.
It's just, can I add that to the snag order that I did before?
You certainly can.
Thank you.
I'm writing down right now. Snitch sausages, steaks, and don't forget to pepper them up with lots of pepper and then piss on them.
Well, my question is, why pepper them before you piss on them?
I don't know.
Well, I don't understand.
I felt like the pepper wasn't quite enough. I was going to get you to sneeze a lot, but heavy enough of a prank.
You were just like, yeah, screw the
pepper. I didn't take this up a notch.
It's welcome to Piss Town Steaks.
Marinate and piss.
You put them down near your piss tree and piss on them.
Yeah. When cowboys come back into fashion.
Yeah.
You know, cowboys.
Oh, I know what cowboys are, yeah.
When it's fashionable, when cowboys are fashionable, right? Yeah, it's cool to dress up as a cowboy, which will be one day, right?
I assume so.
It will be one day. Do you reckon we'll be able to carry guns? And if someone cuts you off, you can have a duel with them?
Okay, is this just connected to your road rage issues?
No, it's not.
Pretty sure it is.
Well, I just...
This is so
I need some people to deal with, and I need an appropriate context.
And apparently future cowboys is the closest you can get.
You know those signs that say slippery when wet? Do they have any function, really? Like, I know they warn people about the floor is wet, but can they be doubled or something? Like, I don't know, like a bin or something.
Doubled as a bin?
Yeah.
You have to make the signs a fair bit bigger and round and shaped like a bin.
I'm saying maybe we should do that. Maybe we should just put those signs on bins.
You know what? Sometimes I'm not even sure what the signs are referring to. Sometimes I think they're referring to the sign itself.
How come pigtails aren't big anymore?
They are.
With who?
In Japan.
Really?
Oh, they love them. I love a good pigtail. Wait, you're talking about with guys or girls?
Girls.
Okay, yeah.
Just, you know, how come girls, like professional city girls, don't wear pigtails?
That's a good question. I think it's mostly because it's kind of associated with being young. Pretty sure it always has been.
Well, if we're trying to get young with all our face creams and stuff, we're just, you know, slap on some pigtails and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I reckon pigtails are underrated. Cowboys and pigtails. That's where it should be.
Future cowboys.
I can see. I am a visionary of fashion, and I say,
yeah, keep listening.
Men dress as cowboys, and women shall have pigtails.
Guys, make sure you stay tuned to Lindsay's fashion cast coming up soon to your iTunes. Not going to regret it.
Lin's eye for the straight guy.
No longer straight after listening to Lindsay's advice.
Outro.
We kind of ruined it with the extender. It almost sounded like Sega outro.
Sega?
Yeah, you've seen Sega, you know, on Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, I don't. I only got Sega into Sega when I got my Dreamcast, and that will.
Well,
that just killed it, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
It quite literally killed it.
Oh, the lights just dimmed down in here. Oh, the Christmas tree is shining. Sorry, listeners, but it just kind of went weird in here a little bit.
Jingle bells.
Batman smells. Robin laid an egg.
Yeah.
It's still with us.
Yeah, yeah. It's all those years.
Childhood memories.
Yeah, Bart Simpson from Simpsons Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire.
That's it. That's it.
Oh.
Callback.
Yeah.
All right.
Callback to 1989. That's a big ass callback.
If you can get it, you can have the laugh.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Snitch and Lins podcast. I'm going to end on that. Until next week.
Spread the love.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Change your
child. You're way before.
What are you talking about? That was right.
That wasn't right. You were like 5 seconds ahead.
I was not.
You were.
I was not.
You
were. I was fine.
No.
Oh.
I was flying.
That
test.
That's what it is.
Okay, I'm wrong. They're intertwined.
Oh, Christ. Here we go. Change your child. You fucking suck.
How many changes?
Changes.
Hey, wait, let me take it. Ready? Let me count down. Okay. One and a two and a one, two, three. Is it the right beat?
No! That's why. What are we doing? A fucking dubstep version of this? Drum and bass.
Okay.
Changes.
Oh, I don't know how we get by.
Oh.
I don't know how we do this.
There you go.